We're talking with Chandler Gould, who's, of course, a lead lobbyist for the National Farmers Union in our in the nation's capital. And Chandler, several things going on right now. You heard some of the comments from the secretary today in regard to budget. It looks like there are some lawmakers talking about wanting to cut spending from agricultural programs, nutrition, and or safety net programs again. How serious is this going to be? How big of a fight is this going
to
be?
You know, I hate to say this, but I think we're going to have to fight even harder to keep funding in the Farm Bill than we had to fight to get the Farm Bill. And you know how hard that fight was. It went over 3 years. We're hearing right now that an arbitrary number of $20 billion is being floated as to what the Budget Committee is going to request to come out of the Farm Bill. And there's only so many places that can come. Crop insurance, SNAP, then commodities, conservation, and research, all of which are operating on shoestring budgets as is. And we're seeing, you know, fewer and fewer people on the SNAP program, and it's actually saving money now or spending less than it was. And then when you turn back around, also, the Farm Bill saved $23 billion when it was passed. So to come and cut another $20 billion out of it is simply going to be very devastating to rural America.
When you think about that battle, how do you best position the arguments? I mean, obviously, you know, it doesn't seem like we've already given it the office is good enough.
You know, it always comes back this way. Every time the agriculture gives, they always come back to us again. The agriculture budget in the United States makes up 2% of the entire budget for the U.S. government, 2%. So there's 98% of the budget that you can go look through to find savings to help reduce the deficit. You know, one of the other things that we could do is stop writing bad trade agreements that have put us in a trade deficit. Right now we're at about a $505 billion trade deficit. If we would write trade agreements that put us in a trade surplus, that would also help the economy and help our overall national deficit. And we wouldn't have to go back to our farm safety nets and the crop insurance and the premiums on crop insurance that make it affordable for family farmers. Cutting $20 billion out of this Farm Bill could paralyze some of the programs.
You brought one of the questions to the Secretary regarding beef checkoff, the memorandum of understanding out there. I know the NFU pulled back a while, but you've obviously been monitoring what's going on.
Yes, we've been monitoring it very closely. It's very unfortunate, the MOU that has come forward. It's actually a drastic step backwards. You know, the main reason National Farmers Union and U.S. Cattlemen's Association got together and brought this group together, and then at the direction of the Secretary, the Beef Working Group, was to get lobby organizations out of the checkoff business. And when you look at organizations like NCBA that receive 93 to 95% of the checkoff dollars, we actually added it up. Over the last 10 years, they've received over $500 million from the checkoff. Off. And then they turned around and they lobbied against country of origin labeling. They lobbied against the RFS. They even lobbied against the Farm Bill, which had permanent disaster money in there for the livestock industry. And until we get lobbying industries, lobbying organizations out of the checkoff business, I feel that we're going to continue to have problems with the beef checkoff.
Now, the Secretary indicated that his idea of a secondary checkoff off that 1996 law obviously went no well. The Congress said no. A lot of other folks had problems with that as well. So what is your solution? Are you going to oppose this MOU?
Well, yeah, we do oppose the MOU, but if you look in the MOU, the 1985 Beef Promotion Act is one of the most prescriptive pieces of legislation I've ever seen in my 15 years of working with Capitol Hill. It literally says who can sit on the Beef Operating Committee. It gives 20 seats to the Federation, which are all subsidiaries of NCBA. Then you just need one other person from the Cattlemen's Beef Board to get the 11th vote. That way, the NCBA controls the Beef Operating Committee, and that explains why they get 93 to 95% of the beef checkoff dollars. They're going to have to open up the 85 Act in order to increase the assessment, because the bill also says you can only assess cattle $1 per head. So NFU will do one of two things. We will either try to get that bill amended, where we get lobby organizations that oppose family ranchers out of the business of checkoff, or we will oppose it. And when you look at it, you have the National Farmers Union, you have the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, and you have RCAP all opposing that MOU. And on the flip side of that, Congress has Immigration, tax reform, appropriation, and a lot of other issues in front of it, I really don't see this bill going anywhere.
So no time anytime soon. Maybe the next farm bill might be addressed?
Yeah, I think this could easily set around for the next farm bill. I mean, Congress has got so many fights on its hand right now. They're not going to want to turn around and open up and have half the beef industry fighting the other half of the industry when they really need to be looking at things like tax reform and comprehensive immigration.
You had the lead Obama administration official on the environment today, Ms. McCartney from EPA. Your thoughts about some of the things she was saying today regarding what she no longer wants to call WOTUS, but instead the Clean Water Act?
You know, the administrator came out today, and you have to give her credit. She admitted to mistakes. She admitted to the mistake of calling it Waters of the U.S. She admitted that many of the definitions, such as neighboring or tributary or what a ditch would be, were too vague. She even commented on that's the reason they withdrew part of the rule back. But some of the positive things that she continued to say, too, is that the agriculture exemptions will be left in place. I do feel that NFU has been heard. She mentioned several of the things that we talked about of tightening the definition of upland. What is the true definition of a tributary? What is a ditch? What is significant nexus? What is neighboring water? So I feel that we've been heard, and hopefully they have made those changes so that this will work for family farmers and ranchers. We won't be able to comment on whether or not we support it or not until we actually see it, but I do feel that agriculture's concerns have been taken into consideration.
From what you heard today, what you've heard in D.C. separately, it appears that she is going to move forward fairly quickly.
I think this is on an expedited timeline. I actually think the longer it's out there, too, the worse it could probably get just in the media. She said she would be sending it over to OMB, I believe, in the next week or two. So we should have an opportunity, I think, within maybe the next 4 to 6 weeks to see what's in it and to make comments on it then.
Very good. Thank you, sir.